The Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, has suspended public duties to stop and reflect on whether to remain in the job after a court opened an inquiry into his wife's business dealings. Pedro Sanchez said he needed to decide whether to continue leading the government or renounce the honour. He narrowly held on to the post after last year's summer election. His wife, Begoña Gómez, is being investigated by Madrid court for alleged influence peddling and business corruption. Let's find out more now from Madrid-based journalist Miguel Morado. Good morning. And let's start with some more of the background here. Tell us about the Prime Minister's wife and of what she stands accused.
Well, she's not accused yet. This is a preliminary inquiry by the judge. It may end up in an indictment, but it's not an indictment so far. Well, actually, she's accused of influence peddling. She works for a think tank that is basically funded by an airline, and that airline received public funding in a very surprising move, because it received a lot of money. It was bailed out by the government while all the airlines weren't. And now there are questions as to whether she had some influence in that. That is the main thing. There are other allegations, but they are a little bit more murky. There are several cases of corruption now besieging the government, and she has some connections with those other cases. But they are at a preliminary stage now, so we don't know much about that.
The Prime Minister is clearly very angry, and in his statement announcing that he was stepping back to consider matters over the next week or so, it's very clear he believes that there's an orchestrated campaign against him.
Yes, in fact, he was very, I would say, very emotional in the letter he published in social media, because he didn't really, this statement that he's going to take some time to decide whether he wants to stay on or resign. He didn't make this statement on TV or on a press conference. He published a letter on social media. And the letter, in fact, was very personal. He said he was a man in love with his wife, that, yes, it transpired he was very angry. He spoke about this conspiracy against him. And, yes, it seems rather personal in this case. On the other hand, though, this is quite unprecedented, and people are very surprised, because when you want to resign, you resign, and that's that. You don't tell the public that you are thinking about resigning. So many people in the opposition especially believe that this is actually strategy in order to muster support and sympathy by the public, and then on Monday announce that he has to stay on in order to fight this conspiracy.
Is mustering public support because his hold on power, his majority in Parliament, is paper thin?
It is paper thin, though, in terms of the numbers, but actually it's quite strong, because his main support are the far-left parties, and especially the nationalist parties in Catalonia and the Basque Country, some of which are actually pro-independence parties. This is a rather strange arrangement, but it's actually worked very well for the Prime Minister, and especially because, in a way, they are hostage to the fact that he's passing a law of amnesty, which will greatly benefit all the leaders of these parties. So these parties will not let him down until at least the amnesty is approved. So if he goes, for example, for a motion of confidence next week, which is one of the possibilities that many people believe is going to happen, if he goes for that, all those parties that support him will support him again. There's no doubt about that.
And has his wife, Begoña Gómez, has she said anything so far?
Well, a few weeks ago, she sent a letter to the newspapers and the digital media that are publishing information about her, telling them to stop. But that's about it. It is the government that actually speaks on her behalf. Actually, the opposition does not talk that much about her. The leader of the opposition, the Conservative Party, the People's Party, has made a point in not mentioning her name, because they think it's not fair to involve the family of the president. But it is in the media where you have most of the criticism directed at her, or at least I wouldn't say criticism, the questions that are posed about her position with regard to these bailouts and other issues connected.
All right. Well, we'll see how this plays out next week. Thank you very much for joining us, Miguel Morado there from Madrid.